Hi everyone. I'd like to welcome you to this year's free software dev room at FOSDEM 2022. I'm really glad you're joining here today, either via the live stream or via the chat, or both, hopefully. First of all, I want to thank everyone who is involved with FOSDEM to make the conference possible and to enable us to talk about Free Software Radio. And then I also want to thank our submitters and the presenters to provided the content that we can now talk about and discuss their ideas. And not to forget, I want to thank everyone involved with the Free Software Radio Dev Room, my other co-managers like Derek, Martin, and Phil. To help out, and also the people who will be helping with hosting the talk, asking the Q&A questions that are posted in the chat. So this is another installation of the Free Software Radio Dev Room at FOSDEM. I'd like to tell you now to close the doors, to not let in the chatter from the hallways, but unfortunately, we have to do it another time. Virtually, and hopefully we can see each other next year in person and do everything like we used to. So for everyone who's not familiar with software radio, just a very, very short introduction into software radio is basically in the old days, all of the signal processing between the antenna or your other kind of receiver and your digital CPU was done with hardware, and you couldn't change anything. And like about 20 to 30 years ago, it started that more and more digital signal processing was happening, and you could do everything, or a lot of the signal processing is software. And so people started writing software, a lot of it proprietary, but luckily, a lot of the developers wanted to write free software, and now we're here having some amazing software radio frameworks to manipulate digital signals and to write your own receivers and transmitters in software radio to either educate yourself or to build products or to explore signals in space and time. So just to show you, give you a quick rundown of the schedule if you haven't looked at it yet. I'm going to share my screen. So basically, the schedule is composed of three big parts. So we have one is the project updates. There will be a project update of GNU Radio 3.10. Then there will be a project update of the Open Wi-Fi project, and a new project will be announced. It's called the M17. So if you're,
Andre, we've got your chat, I think.
yeah, I think that should switch. Oh.
Looks like a rendering bug or something.
Oh, great. So that worked before, and now it's not working anymore.
If you've made it into this chat room, you probably have already found the schedule, but we'll make sure to drop it a link into chat
I'll
as
try
well.
again, and then let's see. Maybe it's has something to do with the. Okay. Then I just continue talking about while being on the chat room. Then there will be two talks about hardware acceleration of digital signal processing combined with software radio. And we will have a bunch of interesting projects done with software radio, like OFDM radar, writing to Hellschreiber, and communicating with Voyager 1. And for those who haven't joined the previous or other dev rooms at this FOSDEM yet, I just want to basically highlight how you can participate. In this dev room. So either you can just watch a live stream Or if you haven't done so, you can also join the chat and ask your questions yourself, which will basically lead you to, if you go to the URL chat.fosdem.org. And then basically you can join our dev room space, which is below the Fosdem space, where all of the rooms that are relevant for this dev room are grouped. And basically you will join in the Free Software Radio dev room, and then the main chat.
You can join our
and just post your questions. And whenever you have a question or someone else asks an interesting question, you can upvote it. And in the backstage rooms, people will see basically the most popular questions. And after each presentation, there will be almost every presentation, there will be a short live Q&A where all of the questions that are posted and we have time for it are asked in a video call like I do here now. After each presentation, the backstage room of the presentation will open up and you are very welcome to join each and every backstage room if you have interesting questions, if you want to continue discussion with the presenter, or your question hasn't been asked or answered. I think that's more or less all that I have. I hope you can engage really well with the presentations, ask a lot of interesting questions, and have a nice Sunday afternoon. I hope we see each other around this in virtually in the chat room or next year in person. So basically you have now about a minute of let's say downtime to maybe quickly grab another coffee, to visit the loo.
At least there's no lines this year for either of those.
Yes. No sandwich lines.
Something also that's missing this year is the opportunity to have kind of random walk-ups to the front of the room and you know, present short pieces about your project or, you know, personal project, personal interests, ask questions, make connections. So please do make use of the chat for that. And if you'd like to have something particularly promoted, either a question, an ask, or sharing a project, drop that as well into chat. We'll try and gather those. And it looks like we'll have a few minutes at the end. The last talk has a lot of time for Q&A. So we will try and share a few of those at the end where possible.